Maran writes in Siman Kufayin, which I think is applicable. I don't know why we're not careful on this. Maran writes in the halakha, and he says the following: Lo in halakha Zayin, Lo yochal adam perusa kabesa, ve'imachal hare ze gargeran. Some say ra'avtan. Maran says that the proper derech eretz in eating, one should not hold in his hand more than a kabetza of bread when he's eating. And if he does, he's considered gluttonous. It's considered a bad nature. Now, it's quite common if a person goes to a restaurant and has a sandwich and a pita, which is more than a kezayit, and it's filled with food, normal way of eating it is he lifts it up in his hand and he bites into it. From the Kaf HaChaim it's mashma over here, that even if he's not biting into it, even if he's just holding it and taking pieces off, Maran's lashon was lo yochal adam perusa kabesa, which means it's mashma, he shouldn't eat a perusa that is a kabesa, even though he's not biting into it, which is a very difficult halakha in the society that we live in. The Mishnah Halachot in Chelek Tet Vav Siman Samech Aleph talks about eating pizza. Generally, a pizza is more than a kabetza. How do you eat pizza? You lift it up and you eat it. He, the Mishnah Lachot, would not accept a student in his yeshiva who ate pizza, because he felt, or ate pizza at least in the conventional way, because he felt he's not following the minhag of Avotenu the way they ate. So that's food for thought, I say, without no pun intended, but it's something to think about. Maybe it's proper, maybe to cut it. If you remember, the Gemara says, when the Kohanim used to eat from the Lechem HaPanim, they used to eat a kezayit. The Gemara is being very precise when it says kezayit and not a kabetzah, because they did not want to act in a gluttonous manner. So something to think about the next time we're sitting down at a seudah.